Shalom Aleichem, a good Erev Shabbos Pikudei. We mentioned last week, it's wonderful when there's a leap year and you get extra time to learn the Parsha. Mishnah Yomi is in chapter 7 of Nedarim for this Shabbat, starting Mishnah Vav. Konam, a ban, a vow against Perot Ha'elu, these particular fruits, a lie, on me. We've seen this as a language of Isser Hana, banning not just eating, but any benefit whatsoever. Or he says, Konam, hen al pi, they are considered banned unto my mouth. Or he says, konam hen lefi, or they are banned with regard to my mouth. So all of these are languages of Isser Hana. You can have no enjoyment. So Asser, the Isser, extends bechilufehem for something that's exchanged for it, ubegidulehen, things that grow out of it. So if it's a seed and it grows, he can't use that tree either. If these produce are sold, can't use that money either. Now the Mishnah contrasts this if he said she'ani ochel. He says konam perus elu she'ani ochel, that I eat. V'she'ani toim, or he says that I taste. So these words we've seen create a prohibition on eating the object, but he could still have a hana. Therefore the Mishnah says mutter, he's allowed, Bechilufehen, if they traded it or sold it, Ubegidilehen, or if something grew from it. Bidavar shezaro kole, and this is something where the seed decomposes. Like you plant an orange tree seed, and the tree comes out, there's no seed left. There's nothing there that's extant that you can notice. Aval, but bidavar she'ein zaro kole, something that does not decompose when it's planted. We talked about this in Masechet Truma and Meiser, of like, onions and garlic bulbs, certain bulbs in the ground, where they sort of add on to the original plants and get bigger from that. Afilu gidule gidulehen asurin. So then everything is asur, not just what grew out of it, but even if they, you know, it was new growth of the onion and then that was replanted and new growth grew there, it still would be forbidden. It's still considered the original object being a part of it. Now Mishnah Zayin is similar. Ha'omer le'ishto. A man says to his wife, Konam ma'ase yadoich alai. I am banning the work of your hands to me. Now, we mentioned in Ketuvot that, of course, the husband was providing financial security for the family, but the wife was certainly a part of the household finances and was, you know, involved in helping the household to run. And he's saying, I'm banning any benefit from that. Konam hen al pi, or they are banned to my mouth. Konam hen lifi, they're banned with respect to my mouth. These are all lishonot of Isser Hana, of a prohibition of any benefit. So Asur bechilufehen begidulehen, as we said in the last Mishnah, if what she earned or made is then exchanged, or it, something grows out of it, it would still be forbidden. She'eini ochel, now we contrast, the Mishnah says, I won't eat it. I'm not going to eat your cooking, he says. Not a good idea, but it was a netter. She'eini toim, I'm not going to taste it. Mutter bechilufehen begidulehen. So then again, he would be allowed if it was exchanged for something else or something grew from it. And again, the Mishnah qualifies, Bedar Zaro Kole. This is when the seed or the principle is gone and not noticeable when he's consuming the product of Obadar She'ein Zaro Kole. Again, the onions, the bulbs, Afilu Gidule Gidulin, Asurin. Even the growths of the growths would remain forbidden. Yeshar Kochachem, Shabbat Shalom.